This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to a person with knowledge of the discussions, U.S. President Joe Biden and administration officials have encouraged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials to wind down the bombardment of Gaza as the Israeli and Palestinian death tolls mounted and pressure grew on Biden to move more forcefully to stop the fighting. Top Biden administration officials underscored to the Israelis on Monday and Tuesday that the time is not on their side in terms of international objections to 9 days of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rockets, that it is in their interest to wind down the operation soon. China's UN ambassador says France is seeking a UN Council resolution calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants who control Gaza. Zhang Jun, the current council president, confirmed that France's UN ambassador, Nicholas, informed the council during the third round of closed consultations Tuesday on the conflict that a resolution was being prepared. The United States has blocked the UN's most powerful body, which is charged with maintaining international peace and security, from issuing a press statement calling for a halt to the violence, insisting that it would not help diplomatic efforts to end the conflict between Israel and Hamas. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to spotlight his infrastructure plan are being overshadowed by the escalating violence between Israel and Palestinians. Conflict sparked protests during the president's visit to a Ford electric vehicle center in Michigan Tuesday as the White House faced growing pressure to intervene. Biden is working to gain Republican support for his $2.3 trillion package. This is VOA News.